Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160. And joining you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
We're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts, and then an update from Europe, where energy prices are going up in some cases to record highs. We're seeing it happen here in our very own New Hampshire, where...
Yeah, and our nonsense isn't even being blamed on Russia and Ukraine.
Well, they're blaming it on increased natural gas prices, and Russia is a natural gas provider. The Russia, of course, at the end of July, cut their supply to Europe down to, I believe... I think it was one-fifth of what they were doing previously.
I think so.
So a huge cut, and now the Europeans are trying to deal with that by putting in various different restrictions. So we can talk about that coming up here.
I'm kind of wondering why that matters so much, because...
The Russian cut, you mean?
Yeah, because, here's my thinking. I would think if the Russians stopped selling natural gas to Europe, I mean, they're not just going to huff it. So they've got to do something with this
national
gas.
It's going to China. It's going to India.
And that's the thing. If China and India start buying gas and oil from Russia, then they're not going to be buying it from whoever they were previously buying it from. So it seems like that person would be freed up to ship it to Europe.
Well, as I understand it, China and India...
The lack of pipelines would be a problem because they've gotten established routes.
Yeah.
But
as I understand it, China and India are simply buying more now than they were buying before. So it's not like there's a they're buying it from a different supplier. There's a bigger supply, and they want it and can put it to use.
Well, of course, that does happen when generally only when prices drop, though. I mean,
well, the price did go down for them. It went up for the people in Europe, but it went down for the people in China and India because Russia likes China and India.
Mm.
But it is intentionally squeezing Europe right now, intentionally to drive up the prices and to milk it for all it's worth.
No. Yeah, and, you know, I'd probably be doing the same thing if, you know, if I was in that position. Yes. Not that I expect to ever become a mass murderer. But,
but they reduced the supply.
If I was engaged in mass murder and people were upset at me, I'd probably jack your gas prices if I could.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they did reduce the supply to 20% of what it was. And, I mean, as we know, if you reduce the supply by 80%, price is going to go up.
Unless,
and,
you know, somebody else can come in, can swing in with a new supply. But as you point out, you know, if there's no pipeline, then you got to move the stuff in tanks or whatever.
And the thing is,
it's going to be costly.
If it wasn't for the fracking ban, I mean, the thing that really caused...
Is there one in Europe? It wouldn't surprise me.
There's one in America.
Okay.
Joe Biden, as I understand it, put it in his first day in office.
Was as an executive order?
I assume.
Interesting. I did not know that.
I don't quote me on that. Okay. I have that on hearsay, but, you know, it wouldn't be admissible in court except possibly during voir dire.
Okay. We'll get into
isn't that
story.
That's what makes people's water flammable, right? In theory,
whether
allegedly.
That's true or not, yeah. That's
well, I mean, I've seen videos of people lighting their water on fire.
Water doesn't become flammable, but natural gas that is near water remains flammable.
Well, obviously, the water molecules themselves are not catching on fire.
They've already done that. That's why there's a couple of oxygens stuck to the hydrogen.
Let's go to Sarah. She's on the line
in New
Mexico.
Or a couple of hydrogens stuck to the oxygen.
Sarah, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be putting in 7 real-time cameras downtown along you the are. Boulevard.
Wait, you're
you
gonna
are
get up
obsessed.
There with, you're going to get up there with a drill and a screwdriver, and you're going to install these things?
I think that's wonderful. You've got a job. I'm very happy for you.
What's
well,
that?
I mean, it's for surveillance for people that are crazy. I mean, they have.
So you're going to be climbing up on towers and installing cameras?
No, our city of Albuquerque. I mean, the city, city of the part of the AP.
So you're not
She's
actually
an Albuquerque nationalist.
Mm-hmm. So you're not actually doing anything, right, Sarah?
I'm just bringing it up in support of it. It's a really good idea.
You're just calling National Talk Radio to talk about this.
Right, but you're not doing
Maybe people in other parts of the country will be like, I can't listen to these calls anymore. I'm going to call those people in New Mexico and tell them, look, put in some red light cameras. Make this lady happy. There's got to be something else going on
she
in the world.
She won't be happy after this. If they put in a camera at every intersection in Albuquerque, one red light and one speeding camera, Sarah, you wouldn't be happy because then people would still be smoking in public and they would be doing all kinds of things to piss you off, right?
If you send me a...
Hold on, let her respond. I want to hear a response. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, this is a surveillance camera, real-time. It's got nothing to do with tickets at all.
But you didn't answer my question. I mean, you call frequently. Now, to your credit, you have called about other issues. You're not just calling about cameras, although it is your big one these days. You've called about cameras. You love red light cameras. You love speeding cameras. The more monitoring the government has, the more excited you get. But that's not going to make you happy, is it? Like, if every intersection gets a camera or two, you're still not going to be happy. You're not going to be satisfied with that, right?
I mean, you can't get hit by fewer cars. 25 years, you haven't been hit by a single one.
Only 22 so far.
So are you 22 years old, or did you get hit by a car 22 years ago?
No,
never have gotten hit by a car, especially 23 years living in Albuquerque. That's a miracle.
I was 23, not 22. She's only been a pedestrian for 23 years, right?
Did you drive before that?
Well, I drove when I was like 18 or 21.
Aren't you in your 50s now or 60s?
Sir, I have a certificate hanging up here that I made for you, citing that you've been a pedestrian for 23 years. Why did you start? Okay, so yeah, it doesn't specify that.
Where were you living before Albuquerque?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh my God!
Wait, are you originally from Boston?
No, I actually grew up in California, and
Now we know how she became how she is.
Yeah, that figures.
Boston, California, and New Mexico. That's like the commie trifecta.
The California Boston New Mexico pipeline. I'm glad you made it back out west, though. I'm really happy to hear you're not up in our area of the country.
Republic of Massachusetts, that's a communist state.
It's a commonwealth.
Yeah, and I wish we could send it over there to be like right on top of New Mexico. It'd be nice if we could just warp it away from New Hampshire and warp all those commies right down where you live. That would be awesome. Yeah.
See, if I had the commies, I'd see if I could get China to trade me some of their Hong Kong freedom fighters.
Yeah,
which,
more lilies.
You know?
And
that's the thing. That's what I don't understand about... Well, I do understand it about politicians. They love to kill people.
Sure.
But the thing is, if they weren't so bloodthirsty, wouldn't Pinochet, instead of throwing people out of helicopters, which is just barbaric, okay, why didn't he call Castro on the phone? Say, look, Castro, you're killing all your capitalists. because they won't be good communists for you. And I got these, I'm wasting all kinds of gas, throwing commies out of helicopters over here, but you want commies. So rather than trying to turn your capitalists into commies, why don't you just trade for us for some,
that's
we've
what a rational
already
person.
Made commies. We've that's got a, completed communists yeah, that nobody wants to buy.
That would be what a rational, thoughtful, caring person would do. But again, you are talking about psychopaths who like to murder and torture people. So
I'd rather just be gritty. It's like I'll make some money shipping them back and forth or something.
Thank you, Sarah, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. We'll get into the energy problem.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the website for free, and you can enjoy those there. Our chat service is a Matrix server. And that allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, as well as a bunch of trolls. It can be a lot of fun. And you can also create your own rooms there. And
what's the line from Star Trek? Never will you see such a depraved hive of villainy and filth.
Sounds close. I think that's close to what it was, yeah. Star Wars. That was Star
Wars. Yeah, it was Star Wars. Yeah. Did I say Star Trek?
You did, yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're interchangeable. I mean, it's the same
no,
thing.
No, oh, yeah. No,
oh,
no.
There's fans screaming at their radios.
It's the same thing.
Absolutely not.
No, they're pretty different.
I mean, no, I know. I like Star Wars. I like them
both
for different
reasons.
That's
like saying that a raspberry tort is the same as, you know, Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
It is the same.
They're both desserts.
No, look, I know. Look, there's a huge difference between Star Wars and Star Trek, no doubt. I just like, you know, trolling people.
I mean,
and that's one of the best ways to do it.
The politics are very different.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Star Wars is technically, at least if you look at the first trilogy, kind of pro-freedom. It has lines that cross...
It was anti-imperialism.
It has lines that cross...
But Leia was a princess.
My mind all the time, like... So that's how liberty dies.
The thundering applause.
The thundering applause.
That was also the prequels.
Yeah, that was the prequels.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because that was Natalie Portman, and I'll watch anything
sense.
That Natalie Portman's
in. She was adorable in V for Vendetta.
I've never seen her not be adorable.
Mm.
She had her head shaved, though. I mean, that's not my preference.
I don't know. I dated a bald chick for a while.
Did you?
I could tolerate it, but was, like, it wouldn't be my preference as well.
It's not feminine enough.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird. It was kind of weird. When we were having sex, I'd run my fingers through my own hair.
Yeah, Star Wars, Star Trek. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of either one, but I've seen all the Star Wars movies. I've certainly not seen, you know, a fraction of the Star Trek. Obviously, it's a much bigger
There's
presence.
A lot of it. But the thing that I love about Star Trek, and this does not exist in,
is it the Jedi?
In the Star Wars universe. The thing that I like about Star Trek is, like, especially the original series, basically having a starship flying around is just a vehicle to be able to look at a bunch of situations that are almost but not quite exactly like the situation of humanity and say, what if this was a little bit different? What if that was a little bit different? And do a little, like, morality play. And the thing is, they were good enough at it that it was a morality play where different people would come to different conclusions.
Is it true that Gene Roddenberry was a communist? I heard that rumor.
I don't believe he was a communist. I believe he was definitely a socialist.
Mm-hmm.
But
the Star Trek world that he crafted is a communist world.
I would not agree with that. Because the thing is, in all of the voyages of the Star Trek Enterprise, you know what it never has to do? It never has to go pick up some tax money or kill somebody for not paying their taxes. It's never a shakedown with them.
Well, that just means it's not realistic.
Well, but the thing is, there is an explanation that fits with the canon of that universe, which is that it became extremely cheap to produce stuff
The replicator and machine.
Because of the replicator, because of a thousand pieces of technology. The replicators didn't exist in the original Star Trek.
Really?
They were invented between then and the Next Generation. Although they had something... They had like food dispensers on the other other Enterprise, but it didn't dispense things. But the other rational possibility, and this could actually happen if it becomes cheap enough to produce things, that like providing enough stuff to the whole world takes 2 hours of labor a day.
Yeah.
You know, it might well be that the charitable organizations would find themselves taking in more and paying out less, and eventually would say, well, what if we invest all this money in replicators? Because the thing is, without the government taking things, which it doesn't seem to do,
well, that's because there's replicator technology in Star Trek, though. So, yeah. I mean, scarcity in the Star Trek universe does not exist.
Exactly. So, a post-scarcity universe, and of course, they're not completely post-scarcity, but that basically economics doesn't exist.
Right.
In a post-scarcity universe, because economics is defined as the study of how societies use scarce goods to supply unlimited human desires. Mm. But the thing is, eventually you can't eat another bite. You know, so eventually it is certainly possible that things will become a great deal less scarce and people will have to find other things to do with their time because they really don't need that much
like
anymore.
Like build spaceships and explore.
But the only way we would ever get there is through free market.
That's what people have written about the Star Trek universe, right? Is that, the Star Trek Enterprise, all of that stuff, Starfleet, it looks great. But if you look at what life is actually like for the average person on Earth, it's a dystopian nightmare where they
in that series, you mean?
Yeah, where they're essentially just like the people in the movie... Wally, where they're just fat, slobbing, lazy
world.
People because there's nothing for them to do with their time.
Okay, that's not borne out by the canon of Star Trek.
I didn't say that it was.
Is a lot of people, like the scientists studying things, they're just doing that as a hobby because that's what they want to do. You know what I would do?
Yeah, there's a reason Star Trek never shows those people on Earth.
And I never had to work again, I'd sit around and write, and it's open source code, because I love doing it.
Yeah, you realize there's a reason the Star Trek series movies, they never showed the average person on Earth?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You get a different... The view you get of their society is, what is it like to be in the military?
Yeah.
And what it's like to be in the military anywhere outside the third world is all of your basic needs are taken care of.
There's more coming up here. If you want to join us, we can have this discussion if you want. Also, the European energy situation, you can, because unfortunately scarcity does still exist in the real world. This is Free Talk Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A grocery store worker in Central Oregon is being hailed as a hero. The gunman was firing as he entered a Safeway in Bend. An 84-year-old customer was killed at the entrance. The shooter continued to spray shots until confronted by the worker. Police spokeswoman Sheila Miller says he was shot in the rear of the store in the produce section.
He has been identified as Donald Ray Surratt, Jr., a 66-year-old Bend resident. Surratt engaged with the shooter, attempted to disarm him, and may very well have prevented further deaths.
The gunman has also been identified. His name is Ethan Blair Miller. The 20-year-old died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police later found three Molotov cocktails and a sawed-off shotgun in his car. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 184 points. The NASDAQ fell 124 points. The S&P 500 was off by 27. This is USA Radio News. The Justice Department said in a court filing that it has completed its review of potentially privileged documents seized from former President Trump's Florida estate earlier this month. It said in the filing it has identified, quote, a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information. Over the weekend, a federal judge indicated that she would appoint a special master who would oversee the review of documents taken by the government, ensuring that Trump's legal privilege was protected. That matter might be moved based on the Justice Department's filing. An influential Shiite cleric announced he would be stepping away from Iraqi politics. That prompted hundreds of Muqtada al-Sadr's followers to storm the government palace and clash with security forces. At least 15 protesters were killed. Dozens more were hurt by gunfire, tear gas, and physical altercations. A nationwide curfew is now in effect. Online at usaradio.com, you are listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Number 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about Star Wars and Star Trek or real-life energy policy, you can bring up whatever you want to talk about here. Also, coming up this week, coming up in just a couple days, Free Talk Live is going to make a major change to your podcast listening experience. If you're a radio listener, this will not affect you at all. But if you are a an online listener of some sort, especially podcast listener, you're going to need to know about this. We are going to throw a switch coming up in a few days, September 1st. And at that point, the podcast will change to being a Daily Digest only feed. But the Daily Digest will be expanding. It actually already has expanded. It's now, instead of like a 20, 30-minute thing every night, it's now closer to 50 minutes from what I've been seeing. Riley, who is our friend who has been doing the Daily Digest for years on a volunteer basis, is coming on officially to crank them out as part of, you know, officially part of the show. And so that's really cool. And the idea behind this was we thought that, well, maybe something's been holding us back with our podcast because we've been doing podcasting for a long time. So what is it that might be preventing Free Talk Live from experiencing significant growth or even insignificant growth? It could be that we're doing a radio show as a podcast. Maybe that's not what podcast listeners are looking for.
Well, that's one of the reasons behind Beard Talk Live, which I want to be a much more video-centric show because we're not... I mean, partially, you have the distribution channels that you have, and most podcasters don't have 200 radio stations to broadcast
they
on.
Don't.
So that changes what's the effective use of their time, because the people listening on regular radio aren't going to benefit from video. But
that's right.
We don't have that in the late show, so it makes sense for us to focus more on video. And I'm hoping Olivia gets her butt up here sometime soon, because I'm thinking that she would be a good co-host to do something.
Very, very well possibly.
I'm not sure Beard Talk Live would be the right place for her, though.
Well, I heard that they might have a strap-on beard.
No, not unless she's going to go...
Wasn't that your idea to bring Strap-On Beard into the studio, or was that Captain? One of y'all had that idea.
I do remember us discussing that we might bring in fake beards.
Yeah, in the case of somebody who doesn't have a beard needing to sit in to replace one of the usuals.
If you bring a clam and the clam has the beard, that's okay.
The point of what you're saying there is, you know, it's hard to be all things at once. And so we are a radio show. We're a radio show that has always had an internet presence. Mm-hmm. We've always made our full radio show available for downloads, with the only editing being cutting out commercial breaks and cutting out the news breaks. And that leaves you a two-hour-long show. When it comes down, you know, take a three-hour show on the radio, take it into a two-hour podcast. Mm-hmm. But still, that's a long time, and it still contains a lot of radio-related stuff, like resetting when we come back from break, kind of setting the table about what the topic is, over and over and over again. And it could be that some podcast listeners are just like, yeah, this I'm not into this. You know, so maybe switching from that to a format that just takes the highlights of the radio show, cuts a two-hour radio show down to a 45-minute radio show, maybe that's what, you know, the magic sauce we've been looking for this whole time. Or maybe it won't work at all. I mean, we have to try something new, so that's what we're going to do starting on September 1st.
If, you know, that actually, if you could figure out how to capitalize on it, that would probably be a really good business for somebody, because it happens all the time that I'll turn on like Megan Kelly or Viva Fry up who's down in Florida now. I think he left
the
Canada.
Canadian guy?
Yeah, he left Canada, I think.
Huh.
I might be wrong. He might have been on vacation.
Maybe.
But I think he fled. He was just like, I'm not putting up with this anymore. I'm getting out, which I don't blame him. I don't know what he was thinking, not coming to New Hampshire. We would love him.
Yeah, there's a lot of propaganda for Florida. But anyway, go ahead. So you're saying you're tuning into his show, you're tuning into this other one.
And I'll look at the clock and I'll be like, oh my God, it's a three-hour show. I do a three-hour show, and that means I don't have time to listen to a three-hour
right.
show.
So highlights, you would like a highlight
I
reel,
would love basically. To be able to listen to the best 45 minutes of those three-hour shows. Joe Rogan, he's another one.
Right.
So if somebody found a way to, like, edit those and get paid for it, that would be a beautiful thing.
It could be done.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what level of support there is for it, but I bet there's a lot of other people that are like you, that are time-challenged, time-sensitive.
Yeah.
And they just don't have time for a three-hour investment. So we'll see how it works out.
A three-hour tour.
Yeah. We'll see how it plays out. And for those that do still want to receive the full radio show, there will still be ways to do that. Our podcast is, our amp-only podcast is available through Patreon, which is the full radio show with no commercial breaks, just the way it's always been. And I think something that I've learned that some people don't understand about Patreon that we should focus on is that they offer an RSS feed custom for every single user of Patreon. So somebody contacted me via email saying that, oh, well, now, I mean, I'm glad you guys are doing what you're doing, but it means it's going to be more steps for me because now I'm going to have to use the Patreon app instead of my podcast app. I said, no. You should be able to just get an RSS feed from Patreon, drop that in your podcast app, and then you're good to go. So this should be, you know, pretty easy for people to adapt to. And
there's now a Bitcoin Cash fundraising platform.
There's been one.
I can't remember what it's called, but apparently...
Kickstarter. No,
yes.
No. It sounds similar to Kickstarter, I think, but it's...
Jumpstarter?
Flipstarter, maybe?
Flipstarter. So anyway, this thing exists, and since it's there, would you mind if I set up the crypto part of the AMPS program on their fundraising service and see if I can get any crypto in?
I mean, I can't do anything with it, so...
I know you can't, but
yeah. And we can't give... Unfortunately, Patreon doesn't have... they don't have a manual subscription option. I was looking into this the other night. It was like, well, what if somebody doesn't have a credit card or a debit card or a PayPal account or something like that, and they want to pay with an ounce of silver or whatever? Because we used to do that with AMP. If somebody wanted to give us an ounce of silver or crypto or whatever, we would do that. And unfortunately, there's no way for me to just go in there and create an account in that system. So for right now,
right, and given that crypto is no use to so many people on the show, it doesn't make a lot of sense for the show to bring in crypto.
If you want to take donations for what you do in crypto or for Beard Talk Live, then that's completely up to you.
Well, I haven't gotten that much in donations during my entire career, so I think probably 5 minutes or 5% of raising funds for somebody else would probably be better. But that's okay. There's a lot of people out there who are doing things.
Honestly, I'm not a very good fundraiser either. I mean, I wish that I was, but I'm just not for whatever reason. The number here is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. But if you want to get into the AMP only Patreon feed, then you can just go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's one way you can get the full radio show after we drop that from the official podcast feed coming up on September 1st. If you want to support nobody directly, did you get that page up yet that you were talking about doing?
I have not gotten that page up. I've been up to my butt in cell 411 because I figure that right around release time, I'll probably do that when the bug reports slow down from the testers.
I see.
Because I don't really expect to get that many donations until I've delivered a full version.
Sure. Well, I just, to have something that you can point to on the radio is maybe a good idea. You know what I mean?
I can point to it, but nobody will see me.
I'm talking about the page, right? So if you are wanting to get some contributions from folks,
you're right. I should do that tonight.
You've got to grease the wheels. You got to make it easy for them. They can contact you via copblock.app. What was the email address?
Copblock.app.
What's the email, though? Dev? Copblock.app?
Dev officially, but frankly, if you send it to anything at copblock.dev or copblock.app, it will end up in my mailbox unless it goes to a specific other user.
That's one way to do it, but to actually have a website people could go to and just get it done.
Or you can send it to electnobody.com.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. We'll get into maybe the European energy situation. It could be turning into a nightmare for those people. It's Free Talk.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you dial in now. Number 603-283-6160. Here with you, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features on that site for free. That's freetalklive.com. We're going to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll start out with Chris listening in Jackson, Michigan to WKHM. Go ahead, Chris.
I was born in Jackson, Michigan.
You were, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, good for you.
I don't know. I never saw it after that. They whisked me off to Ann Arbor to be adopted.
Well, that's good.
What's on your mind tonight, Chris?
Well, you know, you're talking about Star Trek and Gene Roddenberry. I think Gene Roddenberry was more of a historian than a person to present communism or anything, because if you look at all the different shows that he did, he would do a whole show on a particular government. He did Nazis. Hmm. He did the old mob back in the 30s. He did...
Sicily is the only country on Earth that has ever exported their government at a profit.
Who was that?
The Sicilian government,
Sicily.
The mob.
Basically, the mafia was the government of Sicily by virtue of it was more or less anarchy there, and so people would
except they had a violence.
There were tribal guys who basically they had a big family and they were used to governing a tribe, and so, you know, people would hire them to for actual protection.
Yeah, but you know better
because
than
they
any...
wanted protection. Now, of course,
yeah, hold on, no. You know better than
anyone.
They
grew into a government, and I can tell you exactly when they crossed the line into the government. It was when, because usually if a salesman doesn't make a sale, he gives you a business card and he says, well, if you have any second thoughts or any questions, give me a call. The mafia come down and burn your house down, so that's the problem with them, but that's how governments operate.
I don't understand why you would characterize any aspect of that as anarchy.
Because a lot of things are going to happen under anarchy that you and I don't like, because although I think we have a wonderful philosophy, we have a philosophy that not everybody shares. And so, you know, the Hell's Angels are still going to be a thing under anarchy. As a matter of fact, they may be a larger thing. They may be a government.
I think we strayed away
area.
From what Chris was calling about, though. Chris, I think you had more.
It's insulting that he would call that anarchy.
I think you guys can get into that in a bit. But, Chris, you had more to say, I think.
Yeah, well, maybe we shouldn't present it as a government. Maybe we should present it as society, so different societies, because there can be different governments and different and like two governments in one society. There can be that.
But you're saying that Roddenberry took those societies or governments and made them into characters by a different name, basically, in his original series. Is that right?
Well, shows presented as he knew it.
What other shows did he have? Because Star Trek was the only one that I knew of.
Well,
I knew some about episodes.
Okay.
Ron Barry, he was a big writer. You ever watch Paladin?
Paladin?
He wrote a lot of.
Yeah, it was a Western show. He started out in Westerns.
Oh, okay.
As everybody did down back then, because that was like 90% of what was on TV.
Chris. Thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, but there's a lot more to share on that. You guys might want to go through it.
Well, feel free to call any old night. We do have some other folks here waiting on the line, because everybody waited till the last segment to call into the show, of course. So thank you for
calling. The earlier you call, the more likely you are to get it in a reasonable time.
It's true. Let's talk to Jack. He's in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live, Jack.
I want to call about Star Trek, Star Wars, and kind of a little pop question.
Okay.
But
really?
Arya seems very kind of like, I don't know, it's not being yourself as much tonight. And that's kind of, I'm kind of missing it.
She's not being me, is she? Right.
I don't know. She seems like Arya to me. I'm not sure what aspect of her you feel is missing.
Her opinions, I like them. But Star Wars, Star Trek comment. Did you guys ever watch The Big Bang Theory?
A little bit.
The show about the geeks. The sitcom about the geeks. The Friends. Yeah. Basically Friends with geeks.
I didn't like that it portrayed geeks as so weak. I really didn't.
That's why I'm calling, is you remind me of like kind of like a Bizarro World Sheldon.
Yeah, I'm an evil Sheldon.
Yeah.
And Sheldon's kind of a dick to begin with.
That was the show. I saw the show while I was in jail last year, I think, for the first time. Sheldon was they're all pretty geeky, but the skinny guy who was, like, autistic or whatever.
I cannot work this way. I am an artist.
No, there was the Jewish kid with the mom that screamed. There was the Indian kid, Raj. Penny, and then Leonard. Leonard was in, like, you know, Christmas Vacation. He's been around forever.
It's kind of surprising nobody called them Nazis.
Yeah, but I actually related with Penny the most.
Have you seen the show, Arya? You look like you're
seen it.
Okay. So what about this show? I mean, what you were just saying, you thought nobody was similar to a character?
Yeah, it's like the Bizarro World Sheldon. Gotcha. And I can feel like... I watched the show, so...
I'm like the Suavian DeBoner show.
DeBoner.
It air tonight of some weird sort I can't pick out. And I could be wrong. I'm just a listener. Just
right. My Thanks for calling tonight, Jack. Appreciate hearing from you.
We'll be sure to run a diagnostic on all of Arya's systems when we get out.
I enjoyed The Big Bang Theory. I mean, it lost its way, as shows do, after they go on long enough. Around the time Howard went to space, it got stupid and it became unwatchable.
Did it jump the shark when
it jumped the shark, as all shows do.
There's a lot of sharks out there.
As far as I'm aware, the only one that's run that long without jumping the shark has probably been South Park.
It's jumped the shark a couple of times. It seems to know how to jump back.
It started out by jumping the shark.
Well, there you go.
I mean, season 3 was the first time I said, I can't watch this crap anymore.
South Park?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Hankey. I was not impressed with Mr. Hankey, not even a little bit.
But they brought you back.
Yeah, they brought me back.
Okay.
That was definitely a moment of jumping the shark, though. The talking poo, talking Christmas food.
I remember that one.
I didn't see how that was a parody because it was nothing like anything that I would ever want to have happen or see.
Well, wasn't that really before they found their own by doing parodies? And by then it was just a lot of, you know, crude
like
humor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it sort of became a parody show as time went on.
Yeah, it started out as something that you laughed at because it was like 2 years ago you couldn't have done this. On TV.
Yeah. Yeah. Like saying the S-word a bunch of times.
Yeah, exactly. They actually put a counter up on the screen to say, we can do this now. We've gained in free speech.
I was impressed with that. I was shocked by
that. And we did gain a lot because of South Park and its creators and their willingness to push the envelope. Mm-hmm. Like, they went into this in one of the Making of South Park documentaries or whatever, where they have the FCC person who's constantly getting called. And, you know, with normal shows, they were like, I don't know about this, but when it's South Park, like, okay, it's just South Park being South Park. Rubber stamp it.
Yeah, it's like people were so... I think a lot of people were really shocked by South Park and some of the things they said. And they were also, in the beginning, although I don't know if they really stayed true to this, in the beginning, you know, there was actually a term, South Park Republican, that was pretty much a libertarian who wanted to win elections.
We had a lot of those here in New Hampshire. Let me bring Law Dog on here. You don't have much time, Law Dog. About 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, quick. Freedom from financial slavery. Disclaimer, I'm not a lawyer, but I did spend all night at a Holiday Inn Express watching Perry Mason reruns.
So well, you're that guy. Turn your show down next time. That was loud.
Stop making the minimum monthly payments on your credit card debt. Wait 6 months for junk debt buyers to purchase it for 3 cents on the dollar. Always answer the debt verification letter in the following way. I dispute your alleged debt. Please verify or validate.
Okay, well, this is not legal advice, so we don't know whether that's going to work.
I don't think it's comprehensible either.
Yeah, and
do you understand it?
I don't know. Well, unfortunately, we don't have time to ask him any questions about it, so I don't want to have a caller just making claims at the end of the show that we can't suss out in any way, shape, or form.
We don't know if any of that stuff he said is true. He's just some guy with a phone.
Just call in tomorrow if you want, and we can talk to you further about it. But just don't call in the last segment, otherwise we won't.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.